1, Episode 6.
Hi, I'm BB Bear.
And I'm Fuzz. And you're listening to the Stubbies Broadcast.
Feels good recording again.
Yep.
By the way, we just wanted to tell you guys that we are going to change the order of the title.
Yeah, we hope you guys are good with that.
For those of you who don't know, we are brother and sister stuffed animal bears.
I'm on the left, and BB Bear is on the right. Also, our special guest is on the cover usually, but we all live in the same house, so we don't have the social distance with the special guest.
Yeah.
We have a very nice owner who helps take care of all of us. So, BB Bear, what have you been up to lately?
Well, this past week I saw a cool library program. It was a bird show called Happy Birds. It was so cool because the colorful pears did like tricks on like a bicycle too.
Wow. I saw a magic show recently where the magician did card tricks and fancy rope tricks.
Wow. Fuzz and I also saw a puppet show. It was really funny. I liked how there was only one puppeteer, but you had different words for different puppets. It was really cool. I also like that there's a little bit of music in it.
I think that's so cool how we can see all these wonderful events, even if we are at home.
Me too. Also, a trivia question for the listeners. Do you know what the BB and BB Bear stands for?
All right. Here's the answer. It stands for Birthday Beanie. BB Bear's full name is Birthday Beanie Bear, but his nickname is BB Bear.
Yep. Did you hear the breaking news, Fuzz?
What? No, what is it?
During the past month, a dust cloud from the Sahara Desert in Africa came all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. Now is blown all over the southeast USA.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said breaking news because science has been tracking it for a month now.
That's big news. I know that. Luckily, we live on the west coast of the USA, so we aren't that close to the storm.
Anyways, Fuzz and I also watched another movie since we had some time.
Let's tell the listeners what it's about. It's movie review time.
It is called Artemis Fowl. It was released on June 12, 2020. It was based off of the Artemis Fowl book series by Owen Colfer.
It's about a boy whose dad is considered a bad guy. Artemis Fowl doesn't think so. One day, his dad gets captured by an evil fairy. Then Artemis Fowl is exposed to the rest of the magical world, which includes fairies, dwarfs, and goblins. He has to try to save his dad with the help of some friends.
We won't give the rest of the movie away. I think it's a little scary and intense, but it's a great mystery. I rated a 2.75 out of 5 stars because I don't like scary movies.
I rated a 3 out of 5 stars. I like that he was a spy agent, and he was also really smart.
You should watch it if you like scary movies. I get scared of a lot of things, though, so you may not think it's scary.
Woohoo! I'm excited because today our special guest is Dangles!
I'm excited, too. Dangles is a male monkey who's 3 years old. He's very energetic.
Welcome, Dangles!
Hi, everyone. I'm really happy to be here. Hi, we're happy you're here, too.
Let's start with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in trees on my home planet, Monkey Grove. Our COVID-19 restrictions aren't that big, luckily. My fellow dangles are still pretty safe. Actually, our owner gave me surgery/sewing on Thursday because my foot string was broken, see?
Oh.
Now I'm all better. By the way, our owner gave me hand surgery 3 months ago, too. Whoa, that's interesting.
I didn't know that. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you're better, too. Thanks. Okay, what are we doing now? Well, now can you tell us your favorite foods? Ooh, nice question. Of course, my mom eats bananas, but I also like to eat yogurt.
What's your favorite flavor?
Pineapple.
That sounds good.
This question is from the audience. How had your summer been going? I've been enjoying my summer. I like playing lots of video games. I still do my worksheets to review school subjects like math and English. I also like to paint scenes.
That's very cool, Dangles. Oh no, I think our time is up.
Aww, I want to do one more thing. One more. What's that, Dangles? I want to hug on you.
That's very sweet of you, Dangles.
I love hugs. Well, bye for now. Bye, guys.
Bye, Dangles. Today's story is called Blue Stubby. Ready, Baby Bear?
Yep.
In an urban city named Reddington lived a town full of stuffies. Some stuffies had square heads, others had circular ones. Some had soft feet, while others were harder.
Everyone had one thing in common, though. They were all red.
One day, however, a blue stuffy was born. "What kind of stuffy is this?" the parents exclaimed with disgust as they dropped the baby in his cradle to the ground.
Their servant gasped as it thought the baby was beautiful and hurried to pick it up from the ground. The other stuffies in Reddington thought this new stuffy was weird, though.
"What are we going to do with it?" the parents asked. "We might as well just give it away."
"Why, if you're not going to take care of it, may I?" asked the doubtful servant.
"Why, yes," the parents answered with relief. They quickly handed their baby over and walked away.
"Don't worry, I'll take care of you," the servant whispered to the baby.
3 years later, the now-grown blue stuffy was going to school for the first time.
People stared at it. "We should probably tell you that this stuffy was named Bobbert."
Sadly, he was used to people whispering about him.
Later, in fifth grade, he encountered some mean bullies.
"Ha, you blue stuffy, you'll never be as good as red stuffy," the bully smirked.
Okay, Blue Stuffy mumbled.
Later, at the cafeteria, he saw them again.
They drew banana peels at him and called him names.
He ignored them. Finally, after school, they started shoving him forward and were about to steal his backpack.
Bobbert had had enough. "Hey, stop it," he yelled at them. "Just because I'm a different color than you doesn't make me any different than you guys. I do my schoolwork, I play like all the other stuffies, I eat like them, I drink like them, I also have feelings like them. I didn't choose to look like this, but I was born this way, so please just treat me like any other stuffy."
Here, the bullies were silent. They turned and walked away. In the evening, Bobbert talked to his dad, who was his parents' old servant, and now his dad, through adoption. "Dad, today some people were mean to me," he started.
"Really? I'm so sorry to hear that," his dad replied glumly. "How were they mean to you?"
"Well, they threw things at me, called me names, and tried to take my backpack," exclaimed Bobber. "I stood up to them at the end, though."
"That's pretty mean," his dad commented. "I'm glad you were brave enough to stand up to them. Thanks for telling me about this, son. I'll tell the principal about this, and we'll see what happens. By the way, I love you just the way you are, blue fur and all."
"Thanks, Dad," Bobbert smiled.
The next day, the principal told Bobbert that the bullies would be given punishments.
The bullies came up to Bobbert later and apologized. "We're sorry we said all these mean things about you. You're just having some really bad days, and we shouldn't have taken our anger out on you. We promise not to do it next time. Can you forgive us?"
"Sure," Bobbert nodded slowly.
Bobbert then grew up to be an activist who fought for equal rights because it wasn't just him that was out of the ordinary. There were also green stuffies, orange stuffies, pink stuffies, rainbow stuffies, and so many other unique and fascinating stuffies.
The end. I like that. In the end, there were rainbow stuffies, like me.
Yes, I like that too. What is something that you learned from the story, Baby Bear?
I learned that you should not be mean to other people just because what they look like and you shouldn't judge people based on their gender, religion, and background.
I agree. Also, if you are being bullied or you see someone being bullied, you should stand up for the person being bullied. Also, tell a trusted adult about your problem.
That's right. And make sure to be kind to people. Can I tell you a riddle, Fuzz?
Okay.
What do you call a tree that is the size of your hand?
A finger tree? A branch? I'm running out of ideas. A tiny cactus?
Those were good guesses. I like the finger tree one especially, but the correct answer is a palm tree.
Oh, that makes sense, because your palm is in the middle of your hand, and there's a species of trees called palm trees.
Indeed.
Be there. Can you guess what day it is today?
Oh, it's 4th of July, or some people call it Independence Day.
Today, instead of singing Happy Birthday, we'll sing Celebration by Kool and the Gang, since we're celebrating a holiday. Ready, Baby Bear?
As ready as I'll ever be, but Fudge will sing in the background. Celebrate good times, come on.
dun 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 celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Dun 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 celebration.
Was that good, Fuzz?
Yeah, Americans and people all across the globe celebrate it. July 4th, 1776 is the day the Declaration of Independence was signed. It meant that the 13 American colonies declared independence from Britain.
The Americans thought that Britain was treating them unfairly when they charged them taxes and made laws for them, even though they were across the ocean from the Americans, so the Americans wanted to rule themselves.
It is the 244th anniversary of the holiday. It is a very important day in American history.
I agree. I'm glad Americans won the war.
Me too, but I'm sad that there had to be a war to settle the matter.
Yeah, wars are terrible. Tons of people suffer.
So, how do people celebrate this holiday, Beaver Bear?
Some people watch fireworks, which are really pretty and colorful.
Yeah, but they are also very loud. People hang out with each other usually, eat food, and maybe have pool parties. But this year, we can't do that due to coronavirus. We can still hang out virtually, though.
Yep. Fuzz and my family usually hang out with our cousins in their pool and watch fireworks. However, this year we will probably celebrate on Zoom and watch fireworks on TV.
Yep, I can't wait.
Woo-wee, that was a very filled podcast.
Yep, I liked interviewing Dangles and reviewing a movie.
I hope people learn a lesson from Bobbert and don't treat others unfairly just because of the way they look or other things about them.
Indeed. I liked working on this podcast with you, Bee Bear.
Yay. Okay, we're going to sign off and then go celebrate July 4th.
Yes. Ready?
You bet.
Fuzz, Bee Bears!